Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Permian Basin International Oilfield Spectacular. It's the Permian Basin International Oil Show. All right, we had to do, when you're doing it live, nothing ever goes wrong. Here with the City of Odessa, Texas Mayor Javier Hovind. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for the third try here as we continue to kick off the show here at the Echo Center Coliseum.
The Ector County.
Coliseum.
Named after Ector County and Odessa, Texas. Ector County.
Well, we'll have to find out maybe about that later. But first, we want to make sure that we bring the mayor in to find out how the great city is doing here. Give us an update. What's happening here in the lovely city of Odessa?
Well, before we do that, we have a gift that we want to be able to present on behalf of the city of Odessa. Welcome to the Permian Basin Oil Show.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast party here for the Permian Basin International Oil Show. And so welcome, and I hope that this is a start in the beginning of a great relationship. And so
thank you for everything you've done to support the Permian and West Texas, your fans of the crude life. Well, I thank you very much. Let's see what we got here.
And promise it won't pop out at you.
Are you filming this?
Yeah, I think so.
Hang on, can you hold on to my mic for just a second?
Of course. Nothing but cooperation. Yeah, yeah, a lot of hot air. There you go, a likeness. There you go.
Looks just like the guy from The Princess Bride, I think. Either way, we'll take it. The mayor from Stranger Things.
There you go.
Look at that. Well, thank you very much.
Of course,
I'm gonna put
of
that
course.
Right. In fact, I'm going to put that over on my side.
Yeah, I got to get me one of those.
So that I'm responsible. Oh, I appreciate that very much. And thank you. And first of all, I want to thank you for inviting us down here, inviting the show down here. And talk about the impact that this show brings to the community. I bet it's just an economic stimulus.
Well, it always is. You know, the countless of hundreds of thousands of dollars, the entire, all the spectators, the exhibitors, and everybody just attends the oil show. This is a three-week setup. You know, from electrical, from transforming this from an ice rink to the countless events that we have here at the county. The staff does an incredible job transforming this, and it takes a three-week process from build-up to breakdown. And we have to do it throughout the October because we're ready for hockey right at the end of the month. And so the economic impact, the hotel motel tax, the restaurants, everything, this is huge. I know there's been talk, you know, at some other time about moving and changing it, but we bend over backwards because we are the heart of the energy sector for the entire world, for the entire United States and Texas. And so there's no better place than to have the oil show here every 4 years.
Now, I've had some very smart people that I trust a lot tell me that 70% of the drilling over the next 20 to 30 years is going to come out of the Permian. And that's an incredible statement to make. But the more and more I see how the technology innovates and the regulations come into play and a few other things, boy, it certainly seems like that's starting to be the path. Talk about the impact of energy in your community.
Well, you know, the thing is that this is our bread and butter. And we have learned to embrace that we are the epicenter for, energy. You know, and so the debate will go on about renewable energy. And the thing is that it's making an impact. But what sustain us and what will propel us and maintain us will be fossil fuels. And so it is, everyone here in the entire Permian Basin is in the oil business, as we say here, because it's all directed. You know, it's a trickle down and a trickle up economy from the oil industry. It is transcendent for the reason is that everyone from around the world comes here to the Permian Basin, so that dynamic is something that it's always evolving and we're dealing with. And the technology is happening, having the first remote drilling rig being put out here. It has been incredible. So the thing is that we always have an eye to the future and always have an eye to new technology that will be able to transform and maintain this industry here in the Permian Basin, because this is where the resources are. And so you can't pick up and move that anywhere, anytime, so or ever. So we'll always be that epic center.
One of the things at the crude life that we like to say is that the oil industry is upstream, downstream, midstream, salmon stream, trout stream,
exactly.
Because the cafe owner is just as important as the roustabout at the end of the day.
Yes.
And the flower store is just as important as the middle manager at Chesapeake Energy. And they'll tell you the same darn thing, is that the community is what makes the industry, not just the oil company, so to speak. Like, I'm in the communication business, but technically I'm in the oil business, right?
Correct.
And there's a lot of truckers that are in the transportation business,
correct,
but the only business they get is the oil and gas industry. So that's one of the things we like to say is the salmon stream and the trout,
yes,
stream. And there's any other field and streams we can throw in there too, because it's so diverse. 94-95% of what we use on a daily basis involves fossil fuels, including this really cool bobblehead. And it's a challenge to educate people,
mm-hmm,
when emotion dictates over fact right now.
Yes.
Are you having any issues out in the world outside of the Permian with people? The Midland mayor said he was kind of getting a little set up by the media sometimes, and he'd get some scowls when he went to other places and everything. Are you experiencing anything along those lines, being from Odessa?
Well, the thing is that what out in the field, you have a diverse workforce that comes in and out. I've only had one incident where I had a young man who was working in the oil field in the survey, and I have a surveying services company I just sold out. And so this young man was from Austin, and we were speaking, and so he was doing surveying out in the oil field, and he was complaining about how fossil fuels and drilling impacted the environment and how he was against it. And I just listened to him, and I said, But here you are cashing the checks. And I said, so, how do you stand by that? He immediately quit right after that. That's about it. The thing is that you do have people that have their opinions, which they have every right. Everyone has a right to their opinions. But the facts are the facts, is that, we impact the environment. But one thing that the oil field industry needs to do better is communicate how we have cut emissions, how we our impact on the footprint in the environment is very little to small. And so when you go back out there and we wind up completing a wellhead and things of that nature, it goes back to being natural, and you witness it. So the thing is that we're leading the industry in being environmental friendly, and we'll continue to do that. And that's one thing that we communicate. As people start coming in here, start seeing the industry at work, they start realizing, start changing their mind. But we have to, be as an industry, be better at communicating that.
Amen. I tell oil companies all the time, and energy companies, the midstream, upstream, salmon stream, you name it, get out there, tell your story, because somebody's telling it. So get out there and tell your story.
Yep.
Because you are the leaders,
yes,
in the environmental innovation world. If you look at the last 150 years, humans have been decarbonizing on their own. We started with hay and wood,
yep,
and then we went through coal and whales. We almost extinct whales. We wanted, yep, energy so bad. And then we went to coal, and we went to
water conservation,
crude oil. We're down to natural gas,
yep,
which has 1 to 4 of those dirty carbon molecules,
yeah,
which is the building block of life, by the,
yep,
way. Carbon,
yep,
is the build.
Yep.
I do get concerned that we're going to turn carbon into the boogeyman for our next generation,
yeah,
of kids,
yeah.
And so anyway, but humans have been decarbonizing for 150 years, long before the Sierra Club came along and long before Greta Thunberg came along. And that's not a knock on the Sierra Club, and it's not a knock on Greta Thunberg. They're just jumping on a movement that's been happening.
Yep.
And so I do believe industry needs to stand up and tell their story. And thank you for doing that today.
Well, we've even partnered with Pioneer, and they'll be able to take some of their wastewater and treat that, and they'll be able to use that as a renewable source to be, put it back in the industry. So we have become innovative in how to resources for the city, new revenue streams to be able to lessen the impact on the tax base, on the taxpayers, but also assisting and allowing where we can conserve and renewable in water that can be used back in the industry. Or, one of the things that we realize out here being in the desert is that water is a precious resource. And so those are some of the innovations that we're doing. And this is something that the industry really needs to put out in the forefront.
Any final words that you want to let the industry know, and those people from outside the industry know, that when it comes to Odessa, what should people know?
comes to Odessa is that we are the tip of the spear when it comes to energy. We are tip of the spear for drilling. We're in the tip of the spear of innovation, conservation, and we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to support the old industry and its innovations. This is home, and it'll always be, and you'll always be welcome.
Now, thank you very much for the interview. Well, and as the mayor, I have to ask, would you accept a gift from the Crude Life?
We can do that.
All right. I'll get you a gift right off the air. It's going to be a water bottle or a coffee mug. We'll see, or a thermos. We'll see what he would like. But when it comes to, you know, the elected positions, I always got to ask.
Well, you know, there's a limit, so that's a small little donation, and that's fine.
That poor mayor of Zapp, North Dakota, he took a gift, and they got him right out. No, I'm just kidding. So, all right, that's going to do it for the Crude Life here at the Permian Basin International Oil Show. Spectacular!
All right.